This is Pirate RC.
And Tiffany the Lass.
And we're here downtown San Diego at Festivus Organicus 5 talking with Old Man Hands. How's it going, you guys?
Good.
Going well.
So can you go ahead and introduce yourself so everyone knows who they're listening to?
My name's Gabe, and I sing and play guitar and accordion.
I'm Nock, and I play mandolin, guitar, and sing.
And my name's Rachel, and I play violin and sing.
First thing I noticed is that all three of you actually sing. Gabe, you normally do the lead pretty much. Is that how it goes? And then you guys like put harmony?
Yeah, pretty much. There's a lot of group singing and like kind of anthem soccer chorus stuff going on. But I kind of will sing a lot of the verses and then we'll all join in. I like a lot of harmonies and stuff.
Rachel? Yeah, I do mostly backup harmonies when Gabe isn't leading, and so does Nockman and the rest, you know, pretty much everybody.
Our drummer sings, too, so there's a lot of voices going on.
So, Rachel, you're from Austin, and your mom was here tonight. Where is everybody else from?
We're all from San Diego, except for our drummer's from L.A. Or no, actually, drummer and bass player are originally from L.A., but we've all lived in San Diego for a long time.
When did you move out here?
I moved to San Diego about 8 years ago, so I've been here for a while and met Gabe. Well, I'll let Gabe and Nockman talk about how they know each other. I met Gabe and Nockman shortly after I got here. I think I had been here for a couple of years, and we started playing music together probably about, I don't know, like, I don't know how many years ago.
Maybe like 6 years
ago or something. So,
wow. So how did you guys meet?
We met probably in high school. We started playing music together a long time ago.
Yeah.
Many different names of bands?
Oh, yeah. We played in tons of bands. I can't even recall them all. Lucifer and Drag was a good one. We played in Cartel. We played, I don't know, many bands.
Well, your sound is very unique. It's so beautiful, and I was just wondering what inspires you. It's not your typical San Diego band music, and who do you guys like to go see around town? Or even not around town?
Rachel?
Well, no, I think that you should answer this, Gabe, because you're the leader of the group, and I'm really bad with names, but there are some, he has some, you know, like, he's inspired by, like, Bob Dylan and, like, some other folk. Come on, pull him out there.
Like, Robbie's going to see Bob Dylan tomorrow night.
Oh, really? Cool. That's exciting. I saw that in the paper. But...
Yeah, I don't blog by myself, so.
Yeah, like, the greats, you know, like Dylan obviously is a big influence, Nick Drake, Tom Waits, those kind of, Neil Young, obviously. I'm probably going to leave out a bunch, but just bands that are currently playing, I mean, although some of those guys are, but I mean, you're asking kind of like who would I go see? I don't really see that many shows, so I feel bad.
You saw, like, who was it, Vetiver?
Yeah, there's, like Vetiver and some of these new guys. M. Ward, I'm really into, and,
Who was that?
Little Wing.
This band called Little Wings. Anthony, from Anthony and the Johnsons, and I don't know.
Cool.
That's good.
Yeah.
So as far as arranging your songs, because, I mean, you guys do have a really cool, unique instrumentation. I mean, just, you know, in the intro we heard that you guys are all playing different stuff. Like, we have a violin in a band, for example, and I noticed the drummer, I don't know if his set was toned down for this or if he just plays on, like, kind of a different kind of drum set, but how do you, like, come up with the instrumentation for your different songs and arrange them?
Well... Yeah, the drummer, he does kind of have a scaled-down set tonight, but we like to keep it, like, kind of mellow. so we can hear the violin and the mandolin and all that. And as far as arrangements go, you'll see on the album it's like mostly me, because I did most of the instruments myself, so I don't have all these guys on it, although they're on some of the songs. We just kind of try to take the arrangements from the record and like recreate them with the instruments we do have, and everyone just kind of offers their input, I think, you know. And I mean, Rachel, do you want to add anything?
Yeah, Gabe has he has a vision for his music that, you know, that if we're playing and that vision isn't coming out, then, you know, he'll totally stop us. And so Gabe went to school at Berklee Conservatory in Boston for
Berklee College.
Berklee College? Okay, I don't know. Yeah. But see, I should tell you this. But and then Nakwe went to UCLA for ethnomusicology, and so, but Gabe has he's really good at arranging stuff, and he has, like I said, he's got his vision for his songs. So if you listen to the album, we try and replicate that, you know, as best as we can for that vision.
Okay. But. And when did you all start playing your instruments?
I started playing music probably when I was like 11 or something. I play like a bunch of different instruments.
The mandolin. It's
mandolin
so beautiful.
And this one, yeah. Thanks.
Was that your first?
No, my first one was probably guitar or drums or something.
Okay. Yeah, actually, my first instrument was the alto sax.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, when I was about 7. But I don't play it anymore. I still have it. But and then from there I went to guitar and piano, kind of. I sort of just was like self-taught piano and accordion too.
And I started, my first instrument was piano, but I stopped playing that at a young age. And I went to violin when I was about 10 years old, and I'm 27 now. I wanted to mention about Nachman. He plays a trigillion different kinds of instruments from all over the world, being like the ethnomusicologist that he is. But he just started playing mandolin, like, just for the heck of it, you know, when we were playing. So, you know, and he's really become more, you know, he's just got a knack for picking up anything. But I just wanted to throw that in there because he's not going to say that himself, so.
Tell him about Jalopy and the street stuff. We also have another band that was Jalopy that started off, we just started playing in the streets, like, busking for money and stuff, and it kind of grew, and we draw like big crowds and stuff, and it's really fun to play outside for people and stuff. So we play a lot of these instruments because they're easy to carry, and we could just go outside and play for people without amps and without mics and all that stuff, and we could just sing and have fun.
And Jalopy's more kind of like a gypsy instrumentational. Putting it on the back burner because there's just so much stuff going on and trying to consolidate. We got to start at Obie Farmer's Market. Because if any of those who don't know, Obie Farmer's Market's the greatest farmer's market in all of San Diego as far as, like, turnout and, like, people and everything. And
Wednesday nights.
Yeah, Wednesday nights in Ocean Beach, evening times. And so we would go out there every single Wednesday, and we were really having a lot of fun going out there. But we had to just stop doing that, too, because it is so hard to find a spot and like, just it's just chaos. But when we were doing it, it was a blast.
Yeah,
so.
I've seen you a few times.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was fun. Everyone was having fun.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are all, like, just the style of music then. If you're, like, you know, you're basically, sounds like you're pretty much classically trained across the board. So what do you want to bring to classical? Because I know there have been a lot of, like, young conductors now and young composers that have gotten more popular, and kind of classical actually is becoming more popular again outside of the whole Mozart Bach thing.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you hope to just bring, or what do you hope that you can, like, show people about classical music,
mm-hmm.
that you love about it?
Well, I think that there's a lot of something different to offer with classical music that is not traditional, you know, that can be brought brought to today's youth. And just you can incorporate punk rock, you know, in classical music, and just all sorts of, you know, experimental things with classical. That's what I'm hoping to show or even learn myself with it. But we don't really do so much classical, you know, like I kind of play more, I'd like to say, is classical style, but I'm playing with, you know, ethnic or folk or gypsy. And then Gabe, he's you know, he has classical training, but he has music is more on the folk, you know. Right?
Yeah, I don't really consider myself like a classical musician, but I was trained, I guess, in some ways, but I feel like I draw from it and kind of make it into more like a folk thing. I don't know. Actually, I don't consider myself a classical musician.
I've heard, like, if you train that way, then you have a better, like, you have a better understanding of music in general, and then you can kind of become better at your instrument and stuff like that.
It definitely, it helps. Like, there's ways that it helps where, in arranging stuff, you know, and, like, hearing, you know, different instruments playing different parts and being able to, like, not necessarily write it out, but at least, like, communicate that this is, like, I'm hearing this, you know. I don't know. I don't know if you necessarily need classical training for that, but it definitely helps me. So.
And then Nachman, you're, you know, more world music. I mean, how much classical do you think that you got in your education?
Maybe when I was younger, I was, like, I learned piano and stuff like that. But at UCLA, I was studying more like ethnomusicology, just like music, cultural anthropology and music put together, and they bring master musicians from all sorts of countries, from Africa, from the Middle East, from Indonesia, Native American music, all sorts of stuff. Just got exposed to a lot of stuff, and I just like to throw in funky instruments and mess around, have fun.
So what would be your ultimate gig?
My ultimate gig would be just playing with friends, having it be mellow, no bullshit, you know, just playing and, you know, having it be about, like, a lot of love and getting into, like, a really good warm vibe where we can just jam and get the crowd going and just have it be...
On the street corner.
Good, yeah.
He always wants to play on the street, dude. Your ultimate gig would be
probably on the street.
On the street.
And you?
Oh, man. The ultimate gig. Okay, I would like to have a children's choir singing behind us and, like, even an orchestra, like, in a huge hall, beautiful hall would be nice. And, like, nice atmosphere. I don't know. That would probably be mine.
On the ocean.
Yeah.
That's what I have to add to that. I can't beat that. I like Gabe's and Nachman.
And then go outside afterwards.
And then play on the street in front.
Okay. Yeah. And they'd have the parade marching down and everybody with the instrument on.
Well, do you have any last words for your fans? I know there's a little bit of transition going on. Where can they check you out in the future?
Well, the best place is you mean a contact or see
just
us?
Just see where you guys are playing.
On our MySpace, like MySpace Old Man Hands.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm.
And
Nachman, any last words?
Come out and check us out. I think you'll enjoy it.
Great. And we're piratepods.com, and we like to end our interviews with a pirate R or an impression or joke of some sort. Can you do that?
Well, group yar.
A what?
Either a joke or yar matey.
Yeah, somebody poisoned the water hole.
Yar, shiver me barnacles. Thank you.
Well, maybe tomorrow, maybe
Could you be still asleep? Just dust blowing east.